everyone. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Mobile Amateur Radio Club, the next monthly meeting will be June 21st, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. Amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming an Net Controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a Net Controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations that would like to check in?
KD2AIT EchoLink repeater. Good evening, Bob. KA3TFB. And there's no one on the list right now. Over.
Okay, Bill. Welcome to the net this evening, KA3TFB. How are things going down your way? I hope you had a good day today. Weather here was nice.
Good evening to everyone. I've had too much excitement today. I had a daughter that car that she was using, couldn't get it in the park. And that ended up being a steering wheel was locked, so they had to twist that. And then I went out for lunch and with the high end of the society people, and the salmon sandwich was delicious. Hey, we're currently at 73 degrees, but we got a 76% humidity. I have all three dehumidifiers on. I've had them on most of the day. And it's like muggy out there. I did cut the grass in the morning outside in the front, and I let the tractor cool off, and then I cut the back and was able to grease the fittings that are on the underneath the tractor so it would be better. Hey, top of the evening to everyone will be listening. We're in Warndale this evening. KA3TFB, I tip my hat to everybody. Over.
Hey, Bill. Well, 73 for you, and everyone have a fine evening down your way. I'm glad you at least had a decent day. I know it's humid, but rain seems to do that. Would imagine our humidity level up here is a bit higher, too. We had a little bit of rain on and off, and I think we're going to get some this evening and probably tomorrow. I think we're going to be pretty much swamped with it, according to the weather report. Okay, Bill, have a great evening and take care. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
Hey, good evening, George, N2PFM. What's going on your way this evening?
Well, good evening, Bob, everybody on the net. Very happily using the internet again and smile on my face and very, very grateful to the good Lord that it's back and working. That's for sure. I hope it stays working. Tomorrow, we're going to church in Port Lydon. And my baby has got to meet me down in Port Lydon. I got to take the continuing saga of the van. I got to take that back to the mechanic tomorrow. All brake lines except for what was done a few years ago from the master cylinder down. Was done about a year ago. Now apparently this other line here is it was fixed once before like that, but I'm having to put the brake light comes on about once every 5 days. Then I gotta fill the master cylinder is about half empty. You gotta fill it. I'm putting too much fluid in now, so like I said, drop it off there Sunday. You'll get into it first thing Monday morning, and that way I get with this neighbor, I get my ride home then. He said he can have the thing delivered to me and I can pay the guy COD, so when he's done. So we'll see what happens. God bless, and 73's all around, and 2, PS, I'm clear.
All right, George. Yeah, I know what you mean with brake lines. It seems like it's an attritionable item, you know, for vehicles, and with the salt and everything, it just seems to be another one of those faults that creates a problem for safety and everything else. You know, with all the expense of the vehicles today, I just can't understand why these manufacturers aren't compelled or a ruling to make them with stainless steel lines. You know, the sad part is the lines can go anytime, even while you're driving, and maybe in some instances where, you know, braking would be crucial and have a line fail, just not right. You know, there's a lot of things you can tolerate, but that's certainly not one of them. Okay, George, well, I hope they get that fixed up for you and it's back to good standing again. It's one of the most important things on the vehicle. 73, and have a good evening. This is N5AOW. Looking for additional check-in. Looks like I've got a little breathing problem this evening. I don't know if it's humidity or a little bit of congestion from sinuses, but creating a little bit of problem, but we'll get around it anyway. I had a good day. It was nice here, you know, working out in the yard a little bit. Got some things accomplished, and, well, just did the everyday thing, and, I relaxed a bit this afternoon. I just took some time to sit in a chair and not do anything for about a half an hour, and that's totally unusual for me and not normal in my mode of operandus. Other than that, it was a great day and a great evening also. Went out and I got some of the flowers and plants watered, came back in and said, well, it's time to do the net. Okay, this is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for additional check-ins.
Well, I'm 2PFM with the weather that I forgot to mention.
Pick it up, George. Go for it.
Okay, I guess there's nobody else on now, so we'll go into that now. The temperature is now 65 degrees. Temperature range today was 51 this morning. Nice and good sleeping weather. And it got up to 78 and a slight bit muggy, but you had no rain or anything. There are clouds there. Dim sunshine most of the day, and just tomorrow, as they say, is going to be a washout. So that's the weather up here, and Kevin James, who likes to hear the weather thing and all, and well, he's not here tonight, so nothing we can do. So with that, we'll say God bless, 73s, take care, and have a good Lord's Day tomorrow, and 2PFM clear.
Okay, George, yeah, I heard it from, I guess it was George Capron this morning on Mobile Radio, was talking about the weather, and I guess we're going to see a shower somewhere, if I understand it correctly, somewhere after 5 a.m. in the morning, and then later after 10 a.m. if time segment holds its place in the forecast, it'll be a completely wet day tomorrow, I guess. So right now I'm enjoying the breeze coming in the window. I've got the window open, and temperature's nice. It's a nice day outside. Well, I guess maybe I really didn't, you know, I forgot about that. Really didn't need to water the plants and what have you, but the rainwater will excite them anyway, and the lawn, so that's all right. All right, are there any additional check-ins? This is N5AOW. Any comments or queries at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return to frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank George and Bill down in Pennsylvania for checking in this evening. Have a great evening and a great day tomorrow. Bill, I hope down your way it stays sunny. I think you had enough rain for a while. I know at times it's not funny, and here they had, I don't know, they don't keep control of the lake very well. They, I guess, open the gates and everything is down well below what it normally is at the beginning of summer, and if we don't get enough rain, it's going to drop even longer or further. So, not a very good situation. But anyway, in lieu of that, 7-3 to everyone. Have a great evening. This is N5AOW.
KD2AIT Echo Link Repeater, and Bob, if you're still there, we have cut the grass high and wet today, and we have a weed and vine infestation. So I went out and bought another weed whacker, and I've been whacking weeds and cutting and cutting. This is a result of all this rain, that these weeds and this grass and these vines grow like wild. Good evening to all from KA3TFB.
Well, I know exactly what you mean, Bill, KA3TFB, N5AOW. Yeah, we, I got out, I guess a few days ago. I had been cutting the high spots and the lawn with the small mower, the trim mower, but had to get the lawn tractor out to do a fair amount of it. But boy, I'll tell you what, those dandelions, it seems like you clip them and it's almost, well, it is overnight. You find them back up again the next morning. It's like they're infallible. So I've got some spray on them. Hopefully knock them down a bit, but won't be too much longer and they'll be burned away with the heat. But the weeds, boy, they have a penchant for just crapping up in areas you don't need them. And the only way, pardon me, the only way you're going to get around them or get them knocked down is with the weed whacker. So, yeah, I've got two. I've got one up here and I've got one down by the lake, and that helps out tremendously. So back to you, Bill, KA3TFB and 5AOW.
N5ALW, KA3TF and a B. I have in my backyard these Caddy Ninetales. Of course, in Pennsylvania, they are a species where, I won't say species, they are a well-protected in area public parks and everything else. So no one else likes them. But I want to wish you, you know, the evening, and I'm going to sign off here, and we've got the hockey game on. And Bob, you take care now, and we've had the muggy environment here for a couple of days. It's just real muggy, and, you know, everything grows real crazy, like you're saying. Indeed, a good evening to all. KA3TFB is signing off the EchoLink system, and on your final, Bob, we'll just log off. Over.
Bill, as always, enjoyed the visit and the check-in, and you have a great evening. KA3TFB signed off. November 5, Alpha Oscar Whiskey clear.
This is Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Victor Bravo, calling for Oct-10. Looking for all stations with or without traffic. All check-ins will be appreciated. All stations are welcome. N5AOW. Good evening, Bob. Thanks for your check-in. Calling for Oct-10. Calling for Oct-10. All stations are welcome, with or without traffic. Calling for Oct-10. Final call for Oct-10. All stations are welcome. Oct-10 would like to thank the Boonville Amateur Radio Club for allowing Oct-10 to use their repeater. Good evening, Bob. N5AOW, KC2OVB, clear, 73.